Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The sun low in the sky over Los Angeles, reflecting a new reality for this city. Shining through the heavy smoke as some of the most destructive wildfires in the history of Los Angeles rage on tonight. The devastation for miles. At one point, six major fires burning at once. Firefighters racing to contain them. The first and largest fire, the Palisades Fire, and the horror it has now left behind. You could hear the crackling of the flames, the gusting winds, the fire devouring homes, garages, businesses, collapsing to the ground. Tonight, a first look here, a staggering scope of devastation. Home after home, street after street, burned to the ground. There is nothing left in so many of these neighborhoods. Across the Los Angeles area, at least five lives lost. Nearly 180,000 under evacuation orders. More than 200,000 still without power tonight. And more than 45 square miles burned.
Okay, 10 now. The story moves so fast. It's unbelievable. So there are 10 people who lost their lives. And when you look at the aerial, I don't know why, but the aerial view of that made me choke up. I mean, I was sitting in front of my computer watching, you know, the ABC report, David Muir there. And I just burst into tears because, you know, it's so unbelievable what has happened. The loss of everything that was important to people who lived in that very sprawling area that's been torched. That's been literally torched by 90-mile-an-hour winds and fires and embers traveling 2 miles down the road. And then combine that with the disinformation, misinformation, the ugliness, the thugliness that is passing for information on the social media platforms in this here country that's being imbibed, that's being absorbed, that's being taken as true by idiots, by morons, by people like Elon Musk. You know, I thought he was an engineer. I thought everybody said he's so brilliant. He's so freaking smart. I said he's got a trick. He does. He has one trick. And the trick is that he absolutely positively knows how to get government money. He knows how to get subsidies and grants. He knows how to talk a great game about what he wants to do, what he can do, what he can, this kind of thing. Okay, this kind of, meanwhile, his cars are exploding. The driverless cars are, they're just wretched, right? But he claims to be this great, great engineer, and yet he is repeating and retweeting the idea that LA ran out of water. What? I mean, you know, I tried to explain it very simply yesterday, and you know, the idea that fighting fire with a hydrant and a fire truck isn't going to work when you have multiple fires of this nature that are being propelled and are being spread, let's say, by embers that are being carried on 90-mile-an-hour winds miles away and then igniting over there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you have, okay, I'll make it real simple. Okay, this is my gift to mankind is that I can do that. To fight a lot of fires, you need more water than fires. See? And when you're fighting an urban fire, when you're fighting in Los Angeles, when you're fighting a fire in a populated area, a densely populated area, you need to have a lot of water and aerial resources to retard the spread of the fire. But then you cannot get the air resources to do anything meaningful if you have 90-mile-an-hour plus winds. Why can't people understand that? And Elon Musk is like, literally, he's saying that this is all a result of wait for it. Of course, there has to be like some sort of hatred involved in what they're doing. Because if there's no hatred, then there's no, you know, person upon person, you know, debilitating arguments happening in the middle of a disaster. So you need something that is simple, and you need to push it out there and make it as hateful as humanly possible. And that's what Trump and Elon Musk are very good at. And so they're saying that DEI, yes, diversity, equality, and inclusiveness, is what caused the fires and what made the fires unable to be knocked out. And people are going, yeah, DEI is D-I-E. And Elon Musk is going 100% and retweeting it to his millions and millions of moronic followers. So now people are suffering. People have lost everything. That aerial photo explains it all. It's a large neighborhood. It's a large city. Los Angeles is huge. And they think that fighting a fire that huge in an urban area is just going to require fire trucks and hydrants. Are you insane? And that the hydrants ran out of water. You all realize that hydrants don't have water. They don't carry water. They're like a faucet, okay, is what it is. They're a faucet. I mean, I don't understand what made us so stupid. I'm not really sure. I mean, when I heard Donald Trump sitting there talking to, you know, idiot boy Joe Rogan, I realized, you know, well, his brain is half rotted because, you know, he smokes so much pot, drinks so much alcohol, like all day, every day, just all day high, all day high. And I don't know why people that do that think that they're going to be unaffected. I don't know why they think that their critical thinking skills or their ability to solve problems isn't going to be compromised in some way. But when they do that, I don't understand. But, you know, here's what they want you to believe, okay? They want you to believe that Los Angeles is decimated because Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom decided to prioritize providing hot tubs to immigrant trans kids. Seriously, this is kind of where their brains are. And this is what Elon Musk wants you to think happened here. He doesn't want you to be able to sit there and say that building some sort of an aqueduct, okay, or some sort of a delivery system, because, you know, Donald Trump has this thing, he's constantly telling you that they got all this water up in the mountains, right, up in Canada. They got all this water, and the water, you could have so much beautiful water, it's called rain, right? But he never describes, like, how you would store the rain or how you would move the rain from a giant, giant aqueduct, a giant, giant reservoir into LA. I mean, he never, because that would cost billions of dollars to do. Billions. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done. It's just saying. And dogebags like Elon want to cut $2 trillion. They want to cut the money. They don't want to invest the money. And all of this is designed to make you not notice climate change. That is what all of this diversion about trans kids in hot tubs, getting priority in our in the state budget in California, or whatever it is. That is to just deflect you from solving the problem of climate change. And I have news for you. Climate change is just now starting to make people move from places that are uninhabitable, move from places that, have become scorched earth or are now underwater. I mean, if Donald Trump's such a freaking genius and Elon Musk is such a brilliant engineer, why don't they figure out that when, you know, like Helene comes and it drowns North Carolina, you know, Western North Carolina, why don't they figure out how to take the water as it's coming out of the sky, I guess, and put it in L.A.? Because this is what they're telling you is somehow not happening, but should happen and could happen and is possible. Rain can be moved around the country is what they're trying to tell you. But instead of moving the rain around the country, they decided to prioritize, I don't know, Ukraine. Do you know what I'm saying? Like anything at all to make you not understand that climate change is real and it's now.